कृष्णा, सीक नॉट टू बी एंजॉयर्स और अचीवर्स, सीक टू बी कोऑपरेटर्स। एंड अ वॉर गोज ऑन इनसाइड ऑल ऑफ अस, अ वॉर बिटवीन आवर शॉर्ट साइटेड मटेरियलिस्टिक सेल्फिश साइड एंड आवर फार साइटेड सेल्फलेस स्पिरिचुअल साइड। एंड टू ग्रो स्पिरिचुअली means to ensure that our spiritual side wins over the material side. However, the spiritual material war is not the only war that goes on within us. Even at the material level, there can be wars that go on. The Bhagavad Gita, in its 14th chapter, describes how three modes of material nature act in different ways for pulling us in different directions. And in 14.10, it states, Rajas tamascha vibhuya sattvam bhavati bharata, Rajah sattvam tamascha iva tamah sattvam rajas tatha. So, Rajas tamascha vibhuya, that overcoming or subordinating, defeating the modes of passion and ignorance, sattvam bhavati bharata, sattva becomes predominant. Rajah sattvam tamascha iva. Or sometimes Raja becomes prominent, overcoming Sattva and Tama. And Tamah Sattvam Rajas Tatha. And sometimes Tama becomes prominent, overcoming Sattva and Rajas. So basically, these three modes are competing for supremacy within us. And sometimes they may create different desires within us based on which mode becomes prominent. So, for example, we may have two desires which pull us in different directions. The desire to be the enjoyer and the desire to be achiever. So, for example, if students are there in college, now they may feel this is the time to flirt, this is the time to drink, to have fun, to go for picnics, and they think this is I want to be an enjoyer. On the other hand, they think this is the time when my career is going to be molded. This is the time when I have to study, I have to get good marks, I have to prepare for a bright career. Then I will become an achiever. So now quite often this being an achiever and being an enjoyer, they pull us in two different directions. And sometimes we go this way, sometimes we go that way. Now of course, between this conflict, there's nothing necessarily spiritual about it. But the point is, there are these multiple battles which go on within us. And sometimes we may not know what to do. Even when we are trying to practice spiritual life, we may be pulled in different directions, even at the material level. So, the essential way to resolve such inner battles is to remember our position. The Bhagavad Gita tells in 15.7, Amaivamsho jiva loke jiva bhutah sanatanah manah shasthani indriyani prakriti sthani karishate. So, it says that my amsha, all the living beings in this material world are my amsha, they're my parts. Jiva bhuta sanatanaha, my eternal parts, manashasthani indriyani, with the senses, with the five senses and the mind combined together, prakriti sthani karishati. There is struggle that goes on. So we struggle because our mind and senses drag us in different directions. So now, what is happening over here? That when Krishna is dragging us in different directions, when senses and mind are dragging us in different directions, we come under their spell because we forget our connection with Krishna. When we remember that I am part of Krishna and I am meant to serve Krishna, then we can move forward steadily. And Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita that when we have that attitude of service, He will give us the intelligence about how to move forward. Badami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te badami buddhi yogam. Krishna will give the intelligence by which we can come to Him, by which we can attain Him. And thus we can move steadily onwards towards Krishna, ultimately attaining His lotus feet. So, and as we become situated in service of Krishna, we will also learn what achievements we can pursue in our service to Krishna and what enjoyments also we can have in service to Krishna. It is not that being a cooperator with Krishna means that we have to give up everything material. Rather, we have to connect the material with its ultimate purpose, the service of the Supreme Spiritual Reality, Krishna. In this way, by becoming a cooperator with Krishna, we can actually win all our material battles and our spiritual battles in a way that brings lasting fulfillment for us. Thank you. Hare Krishna.